Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, February 9th, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, our ministry's Daily Encouragement Net Daily, an attempt to share instruction and encouragement from the Scriptures. Today's message is titled, Daily Pressures. Now listen as Brooksine reads the Scripture text from 2 Corinthians 11, verse 28.
Apart from such external things, there is a daily pressure on me of concern for all the churches.
We had a major snowstorm of some 20 inches this last weekend, and tonight we're supposed to get another big one. Well, we enjoy the snow, and it sure is beautiful as we look outside. It's especially beautiful this morning that the clouds are lifted and the sun is making the white snow appear dazzling. However, I do have a concern. If you go to our site today, you would see a photo of our home up close. The concern is this. Since the temps have remained low since the last storm, the snow has hardly melted at all. We thus have a lot of heavy snow on our roof. Well, I know it's heavy because I've been reaching up over the roof and shoveling it off, or actually more or less pulling it off with a rake. The next storm could be as much as 12 inches, so it will be a lot more snow stacked on the roof of our home. Well, there are two ways weight on the roof is measured. Dead load refers to the weight of the roofing materials and remains constant. Live load varies and includes the weight of the snow and ice built up. I'm, of course, concerned with the live load aspect of all this snow.
Well, we think of the parallel in life with this illustration. There are the daily ongoing burdens and cares we all deal with. These remain somewhat constant and are similar among individuals, regardless of who we are or where we live. Then there are the acute, short-term trials that come and go that are very specific to each of us. These are like the live load on a roof.
Well, today's scripture text has often intrigued me, especially as a pastor. It's a short verse found in a portion of the Bible where Paul is defending his apostolic ministry. He just has shared a number of points regarding the sufferings he had endured, and he continues, apart from such eternal things. Well, these point back to the context referring to his many physical sufferings for Christ. In this passage, he is reluctantly, due to criticism, asserting his many trials as an apostle. He calls these external things.
But then he writes, and I quote, "Of the daily pressure on me," end quote. After writing very specifically about his sufferings for Christ, he includes the inward pressure of bearing the burden for the churches he had served and for specific individuals in them. A caring pastor always has some element of the work of God on his heart and in his mind. Notice Paul writes, "concern for all the churches." He's not referring to just one church, but to several that he had started and overseen.
You know, that's sort of true in our lives, Brooksine. We are presently serving a small country church, and we consider the folks that are in the church and the various burdens they bear and the concern for the church, but we also regularly consider people in previous churches we've been in, and we attempt to stay in touch.
Pray for them.
Amen. Well, when we consider Paul and the basis of his writings, we consider that he might have had in mind an individual struggling through an illness, such as Epaphroditus, who is referred to in Philippians chapter 2. But Paul clearly knew and loved and cared for people as individuals.
He might have been distressed by doctrinal error that is always at the door, which divides a church and scatters the flock, such as that which hit the churches of Galatia in Galatians 1:6.
Well, possibly he had in mind division in the church. Certainly when he wrote to the Corinthians, this was on his heart.
Perhaps it was some argumentative sisters such as Euodia and Syntyche that's mentioned in Philippians 4:2.
Or it might have been a backslidden fellow worker such as Demas, or a destructive Alexander.
An expression used in the news to describe an unsettled matter or constantly changing details in a news story is referred to as a moving story. Certainly you can relate to the physical and emotional struggle one feels when concerned about a circumstance that changes from day to day regarding a matter or other people or ourselves. Our scripture reference specifically pertains to the load Paul carried as he was concerned for all the churches.
Some of the recipients of this message are in pastoral ministry. I'm confident that you will readily acknowledge the need for ongoing prayer. Pastoral ministry is spiritually rewarding but can be emotionally draining in the ongoing moving story of the congregation in addition to one's own family needs. Let's pray for our pastors and fellow workers in Christ today. Perhaps you might call and offer to pray over the phone or make a visit. For some, it is more convenient to email a note of encouragement, this word of prayer. And we're not into this yet, but for some of you, it may be sending a text message. Why not be a burden bearer today and help carry the load of those who labor for your soul today?
And we didn't even mention just drop it in the mail. There's nothing more encouraging than going to the mailbox and not having to sort just bills, but also those wonderful personal words of encouragement. Well, let's pray together. Father, since the church is a living organism, it brings about many changes, both positive and negative, from day to day, year to year. The account of the Israelites proves there is a continual moving story as they respond, often unfavorably, to the various challenging circumstances in their wanderings in the desert and later in Canaan. We think of the leaders, some very strong in their faith, and others who weakened during times of temptation and testing. Father God, thank you for raising up the Aarons and Hurs in our churches who hold up the feeble arms of our pastors during times of spiritual battle. Help us all to walk together heart to heart and hand in hand. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. We have a link to Exodus 17, verse 12, that refers to Aaron and Hur at the bottom of the prayer. Our messages are posted in a readable format on the website each day, as well as archived. And, of course, many of you received this initially as an email. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Tuesday, February 9th, 2010. By the way, it's still pretty outside, but I think a little bit of cloud cover is coming in, so perhaps that storm is on the way. I am going to get out in a few moments after I get all this technical stuff and finishing the message and get a roof rake, or a modified homemade roof rake, and try to get some more of the snow off our roof. Well, we have a couple other photos today. We have one of a local creek running through our county called Chickies Creek I took right after the storm, and another view of our front yard and the beautiful trees. Typically, we have several songs that we post that we feel are related to the message. Today, we have all videos. These will link to a YouTube video. My Yoke is Easy with Dennis Jernigan. Grace Alone, written by Scott Wesley Brown, but I believe sung here by the Maranatha Singers. A song that Brooksine had on her heart today called Your Name with Paul Baloche. And then one, and I don't know who sings this, but it's a beautiful presentation called Lay Your Burdens Down. Well, thank you for joining us today. And perhaps some of you are dealing with a severe live load issue in your life right now. May you realize God's grace is sufficient to see you through, and may you be encouraged as you stay faithful to Christ. Amen.